Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day of the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 21st, 2019, looking at the first portion of Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. As Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priest, the commander of the temple guard, and the Sadducees approached them. They were very upset, because Peter and John were teaching the people and proclaiming the resurrection from the dead in connection with Jesus. They arrested them and put them in jail until the next day, because it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of men increased to about 5,000. The next day the rulers, the elders, and the experts in the law assembled in Jerusalem, with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and all the rest of the high priest's family. After they made Peter and John stand in front of them, they began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we are being questioned today for an act of kindness that was done for the lame man, as to how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that it was by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. By him, this man stands before you healed. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and found out that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were astonished, and took note of the fact that these men had been with Jesus. But since they saw the man who had been healed standing there with them, they could not say anything in reply. After they had ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin, they discussed the matter among themselves. They asked, What should we do with these men? To be sure, it is evident to all who live in Jerusalem that a miraculous sign has been done through them, and we cannot deny it. However, in order that this may not spread any further among the people, let us give them a strict warning not to speak any longer to anyone in this name. Then they summoned them and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, Decide whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. After they had threatened them further, they let them go. They found no way to punish them, because all of the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man on whom this miraculous sign of healing was performed was over 40 years old. This is the word of our God. And so we've got the fallout of the miracle. These people who had seen the man healed, now rejoicing, and Peter and John have a ready opportunity to testify to the resurrection of Jesus, to testify to that life-changing event, that historical fact with theological import that proves your sin and mine is forgiven, that proves Jesus is exactly the promised Messiah. And as they are preaching, the temple guard, the Sadducees, the priests, the people, the commander of the temple guard all walk up. What's going on? What's with this crowd? And they hear what is being said. Jesus the Nazarene has been raised from the dead. And obviously they have a vested interest because they are the ones who crucified Jesus. In their unbelief, they don't want to believe that Jesus is the Messiah or that Jesus was raised from the dead. And so they have a vested interest in squashing this preaching as quickly as they can. They command Peter and John to stop preaching. And Peter and John use that opportunity to preach to them. Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that it is by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene whom you crucified and whom God raised from the dead. By him, this man stands before you healed. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. And the man who was healed is standing right there. He was over 40 years old, had been lame for some time, where people knew him, but obviously also old enough to testify on his own behalf. So what shall we learn from this? That our Lord continues to work miracles. He continues to stand up for his people and not let his people down. He continues to preach through those people that he has given. And no matter the opposition, the opponents cannot rebury Jesus. Because Peter and John stand on trial right before the very people who had sent Jesus to death a year or so previously. Maybe not even a year, maybe just a few months previously. 3 months, 4 months, maybe. And they tell of this Jesus. That this Jesus who is absolutely trustworthy, whose words are true. And they don't know what's going to happen to them. These people had condemned Jesus to death and had him crucified. Peter and John don't know what's going to happen, but they speak up anyway. May we have that same boldness to speak up. May we have that same boldness to speak up to our friends and family that haven't been in church for a while. Dear friend, come to Resurrection. Come to fill in the blank, your own church, where the life of Jesus meets yours, where Jesus comes and makes himself known in word and in sacrament. Because this trustworthy Jesus cannot be reburied. And what I mean by that is this, that the opponents of Jesus would like to squash the truth of the resurrection, but they cannot undo the historical reality of the resurrection. And the fact that we have a resurrected Savior means that our sins are forgiven and we have life with God today and forever. So may God bless your day as you keep that in mind and ask for an extra dose of boldness, at least tact, to speak up to family, friends, and talk about this Jesus who cannot be put back in the tomb, this Jesus who has literally actually risen from the dead as proof of our forgiveness. You can find us Sunday morning at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also follow us on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.